You're listening to SBS News.
On a quiet street in regional New South Wales, a man is arrested. In his bedroom, a flag with a swastika and a map of the state hang on his wall. His capture last Friday by counter-terrorism police was spurred by an alleged plan to make a 3D gun and suspicion he's a supporter of ideological extremism. Home Affairs Minister Karen Andrews today warned we must remain on alert.
We cannot be complacent. Fueled by the dark web, religiously motivated and ideologically motivated individuals and groups here in Australia do mean us harm and are planning acts of violence.
Another trigger for concern, experts fear the fall of Afghanistan to the Taliban could see an increase in religious radicalisation. Executive Director of the Australian Strategic Policy Institute, Peter Jennings, says it could become a safe haven for terrorists.
So I think there is a risk of that. And what could well happen in Afghanistan is that it becomes an incubator for a whole series of extremist groups to prosecute their activities online in ways which brings the radicalisation back to Australia.
There are currently 51 offenders currently serving jail time in Australia for terrorism offences and another 32 before the courts. The government has been working on de-radicalisation programs, but Karen Andrews says some behaviours can't be changed.
Tragically, just a fortnight ago, we saw a committed ISIS-inspired extremist attack. 7 innocent people in a shopping centre in Auckland. Some individuals are so committed to doing us harm, they cannot be de-radicalised.
Australia has a suite of legislation which can help stop high-risk terrorists being released from jail at the end of their sentence if they don't show evidence of rehabilitation. But there are still holes the Parliament is aiming to close. It's currently considering an amendment which would increase state and territory power to monitor or supervise high-risk individuals released into the community. Peter Jennings says it's a positive development.
I think what we need to do is ensure that our authorities have appropriate powers to prevent people like that from continuing to present present risks to the Australian community.
Shadow Attorney General Mark Dreyfus agrees.
It's a useful addition to powers that have been on the Australian statute book now for some years.
But Mr. Dreyfus says the government has been slow to introduce it to Parliament.
I think that you'd have to ask the minister why the government took 3 years to act on the suggestion that was made to them by the Independent National Security Legislation Monitor.
Karen Andrews today foreshadowed a meeting with state and territory leaders to deal with the continued terror threat in Australia. Peter Jennings says it's crucial the jurisdictions work together.
The states run the prison systems, the states run the police forces. They are the first responders. It's the Commonwealth that's often is in possession of the intelligence picture, for example, which relates to the broader threat that might be presented from extremist groups.
Grishani Danji, SBS News.